Nashville's water chief is wading back into the debate over flood protection for downtown. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports Metro Council members met last night and still want to know what's being done for flood-prone areas outside the urban core.
Scott Potter's philosophy is that trying to control rising creeks and streams is a losing game. So rather than help outlying neighborhoods protect themselves from floodwater, the city has invested in buying homes that are in the way and tearing them down.
We recover the green space, and we don't find ourselves in a position of trying to spend more and more money chasing our tails.
It's kind of a contradiction because you are asking us to do one thing for downtown and the opposite for the rest of the city.
Fabian Bednay of Antioch echoed a sentiment from several council members who have creeks in their districts notorious for flooding. But Potter says the difference is that the city can't move downtown. That's why after the widespread flooding in Houston this year, he's reviving discussion about building a $100 million pumping system and flood wall around Nashville's Lower Broadway, which was underwater in 2010. Council members have many questions, but even those on board are asking how they should sell the idea to their constituents. Potter says he'd be happy to come make the pitch himself. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.